Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, listen, I'm a little bit upset. I'm upset. Alicia, first of all, I want to make sure I can ratchet it up, but you got to move that a little closer to you. There you go. If it stays, just leave it.
I'll hold it.
I'll figure it out.
I'll hold it.
What happens if you drop it? Like, let go. That's what it does? Okay. I can probably get you going. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, you're good.
All right.
You're fine. Alicia Spearman joining us, who's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut in studio. And I'm sitting here reading about the Exploramores, thinking I'm going to get one. And Mike and Mary took the whole stinking box. And I sent Joey over to get me one, and he's not back yet. So I'm assuming maybe Mike, you know, downed a whole sleeve.
Now I got to go back to my office and come back and bring you Exploramores.
I'm just saying that, you know, you want to taste test a new cookie. We're pretty good candidates. We're good consumers, Alicia. It's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to be here. And I love your idea, what you're doing. I think it's good for Girl Scouts, and I think it's good to try to get a little bit of turnout maybe on Election Day. So I want to talk about what you're doing at voting locations, and I also want to talk about the Girl Scouts. You tell me which one you want to start with.
I'll talk about Election Week cookies first.
Okay, so you are setting up shop. Tell me about what you guys are doing.
Right. So November 1st and November 9th during election week, we are selling Girl Scout cookies. So you can go to our website, www.gsofct.org, and find a booth. So maybe voting's stressful for you. Have a cookie. That'll make you less stressed.
So you're selling them all? And there's 400 locations?
All kinds.
I don't need a whole sleeve, Joey.
That's what they handed.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he got to explore more cookies. It's based on Rocky Road ice cream. Who doesn't like Rocky Road?
We were just talking about Rocky Road. So the almond is in the. If you can't have a nut allergy, is that what this too? Or
that's true.
Okay,
that's true.
So the new cookie. So let's talk more about the election stuff. I got a little excited and I opened the package already.
It's chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavor cream and a crunchy sandwich cookie.
There you go.
I can't wait to watch him eat this.
So you have all the locations on your website?
We have all the locations on our website, November 1st through November 9th. All the different flavors, Adventurefuls, Lemon Ups, Truffles, Do-Si-Do, Samoas, Tagalongs, and my favorite, Thin Mints.
So, what's so funny? You and I are not in sync.
What do you like?
I think the Thin Mint is the overrated cookie.
No, you put it in the freezer. If you're an adult, you can have some red wine with it. It tastes really good.
I thought
good.
You were saying I'm not an adult. If you're a grown blank man, you have it this way.
Not our kids. Not our Girl Scouts, though.
Or a glass of milk, either way. Yeah, no, I'm not even a coconut guy, and I like Samoas. I really like Do-Si-Dos because I like the peanut butter. Even the shortbread one is really nice,
too.
It is
good. Truffles and s'mores are good, too. So there's a lot of good Girl Scout cookies.
Now, before you came on board, has it been a year plus of learning the cookies cold?
Well, right, because I didn't know all the flavors. Even though I was a Girl Scout, I was a Brownie, my daughter was a Girl Scout, I forgot some of the flavors. So,
by the way, we were talking before you came in. Is a Brownie like a feeder system to Girl Scouts? Is it related or is it different?
It's one of our names. It's part of Girl Scouts. So you start in kindergarten, you're a Brownie, and you progress all the way up, Daisies, Cadets, Ambassadors, Seniors. So we have different names depending on what grade you're in.
So Brownie's the first entry level.
Yep.
We're talking with Alicia Spearman, who's the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Connecticut. And we talk a lot on the show. We do this thing called Darting Across Connecticut, where I throw a dart at that map, and wherever it lands, we go for the show. And
nice.
We usually set up shop at a Greasy Spoon, and we talk to town leaders, town businesses, and a whole bunch of stuff. And one thing we've noticed is, volunteerism is struggling, probably in America, but definitely in Connecticut, and definitely in some of our communities that rely on them, like volunteer fire departments. And I'm curious, the impact of contemporary society with technology, sports specialization, all these things. The assumption is that these organizations are having a tougher time. Is that true?
I think we're always looking for volunteers. We definitely have in some areas girls who are waiting to join troops. Our troops are usually 5 to 12 girls. You can have more if you have more troop leaders or co-troop leaders. So yes, we have a healthy amount. We have 9,000 volunteers, but we're looking for more.
So what about kids wanting to do it?
Oh, well, you have like 16,000 girls, Girl Scouts, and we have new Girl Scout and troops forming everywhere. So we're heavily recruiting our membership year right now.
How does that compare to like 50 years ago?
It was higher. We had 25,000 Girl
Scouts. It has gone down
with the advent of sports and then COVID. People got away from things. But people are looking to join in organizations where you can learn stuff. You can be with friends, meet new friends. That's the coolest thing about Girl Scouts. I don't know if I would have gone camping unless I was a Girl Scout and went to one of the Girl Scout camps,
right?
And then I learned how to light a fire. I learned archery. I mean, so much stuff you can learn being a Girl Scout.
And that's the value proposition.
It's experiential learning. Yeah. Exactly. You know, you try by doing. And that's why we build girls of courage, confidence, and character. Something you wouldn't have tried, have the courage to try it.
That's great. Right? I love it. Alicia Spearman. And you came in, and so you were one as a kid, and so and you're an attorney,
yes,
right, by training.
Yes.
And so what drew you to taking over this post?
I mean, I do a lot with young women. I went to an all-women's college. I'm in an all-women's sorority. So really, leadership development and youth development is my thing. I love youth. And so it was a perfect segue. And as a lawyer, I'm managing a business. We are a million-dollar business of Girl Scouts, right, providing services across the state. We have a gift of caring program where we make sure that people donate cookies to our troops. So I have real estate. I own camp properties. So right. It's a very intriguing job that I get to do a lot of things for the good of our community. I'm a homegirl. I'm from Connecticut. So being in my state, giving back to my community,
yeah,
I love it.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Charleston, West Virginia, but I've been here since I was 4 years old. So Hamden, Connecticut was where I went to high school, and now I live in Cheshire.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to sample the cookie. You're going to tell me the website slowly again where people can find the polling locations where you'll be selling cookies. And again, it's not just on the Tuesday. It's for the whole week.
Whole week. It is www.gsofct.org. The acronym stands for Girl Scouts of Connecticut.org. And he's munching.
Uh-huh.
He took a second bite.
Mm-hmm.
He's evaluating the Explore More.
So here's what I would say.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay. It's really good.
Oh, yay.
I would love a little more of the filling, to be honest.
More. You might double it up.
Yeah, it's really good. I used to do a double stuff. That's a good idea. And these are brand new cookie called Explore More, where it's based on Rocky Road's two chocolate cookies with like an almond. You had the nice little write up.
Yeah,
there.
Toasted almond
flavor. Toasted almond
cream
in the middle.
In the middle.
So it's like an Oreo with toasted almond cream in the middle. And plus, they'll have all the other ones. I think people always like to know what the money goes for. And again, it's like $6 a box, right?
It's $6 a box. The proceeds from Girl Scout cookies sales stay in Connecticut. It goes to the girls in their community. They use it to save up to take trips together as troops, whether in Connecticut or outside of Connecticut. They use money to work on their silver, bronze, and gold award projects. So it stays in Connecticut. You're helping girls.
And again, this is your second full cycle going through the cookie selling season?
Yes.
And you talked about you like Thin Mints. I talked about all the flavors. What is, and tastes change, right? And what does sell the most? What are like your top three?
Oh my gosh. Thin Mints are top three. Samoas are top one, and s'mores.
Yeah. Most of the three.
People
Anything else
it.
You want people to know? It's really nice to meet you, by the way.
I just think that our Girl Scouts love seeing you, and I think they learn a lot of skills. I think people were the largest led entrepreneurial program for girls because they set goals, right? They manage money. They meet people. They interact with the public, customer service skills. And the girls that sell 1,000 or more packages come to the CEO circle. We were up at Mohegan Sun for a wonderful lunch and interaction. So.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. And nice to meet you as well. I'm glad that you
have
me.
You need to push more. I have a daughter and my you have to push more women into business. My son is applying to business schools, and almost all of them are like 60% male, 40% female. And like, they're working so hard to get that more balance. And you just have to expose them to the opportunities in the business
exposure
world.
Exposure is huge. And that's why I think you should be a Girl Scout, because one in six women who are leaders across the company, you don't even know it. Ask if you've been a Girl Scout. The senators, the congressmen, the engineers, the business people have been Girl Scouts. We want to make sure that if you want your, I'm looking for my girl dads. I want my girl dads to come out and support and be ambassadors for having your daughters and nieces join
my
Girl
My daughter
Scouts.
Says I'm not a girl dad, but I tend to disagree. But that's her opinion every time I don't give her what she wants or what have you. Alicia Spearman, who's the CEO of Girl Scouts of Connecticut, again, November 1st through the 9th. At most polling locations, you can find out where they're selling Girl Scout cookies at gsofct.org.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.